This is KZSU 90.1 FM, and this is your DJ Ramsey. We are about a few minutes away from 4 p.m. here on KZSU 90.1 FM. Coming to you from Stanford, we are streaming live at kzsulive.stanford.edu. And at 4 o'clock, we will have my weekly radio show called Hi, Kifak Sava, a trilingual greeting. And the way most people in Lebanon say hello, where they combine English, Arabic, and French into one, what seems like one real sentence, but it's comprised really of three different languages. Because most people in Lebanon pride themselves on being able to speak three different languages, and as such, greet everybody with that greeting. Hi in English for hello. Kifak in colloquial Lebanese is the way you say how are you, and Sava, taken from the French, means hope it's going well. Well, anyway you say it, I'm glad that you're joining me today on my show. This is the seventh episode this season, and as I've done in past seasons, I will also bring an interview with that I conducted over the summer with a Lebanese artist or writer or even Lebanese entrepreneurs that I got to meet. And today, actually, the guest or who is going to come to us via the miracle of a recorded interview is none other than Tania Cassis. Tania Cassis, if you don't know her, is considered the soprano of Lebanon, in French, la soprano du Liban. She has an amazing voice. She's an amazing young lady who's very well known and has made a name for herself based on her beautiful voice. I got to interview Tania this summer when I was in Beirut, Lebanon myself, and I was delighted to meet her and to hear about her thoughts about her music, the state of music in general in Lebanon and the region, her plans to tour, her past, and the reasons for which she went into music. So we'll be speaking with Tania Cassis over the course of the next couple of hours, and hopefully she'll shed some light on some of the questions we have regarding Lebanese music in general and how her music has in many ways succeeded in bridging gaps between various religious factors, factions, in Lebanon. And this applies primarily to the Muslims and Christians who live in Lebanon, both are Lebanese, but who, because of the civil war in Lebanon, have had sort of tense relationships over the years. Tania Cassis actually did something pretty radical last year and sort of released this this CD where she combined the Muslim call to prayer with the Christian Ave Maria. And we will be hearing that later on in the show as we listen to the interview with Tania Cassis. So that's something to definitely listen for. She has an album that's been selling very well, I guess, in Lebanon and in the region, and that album is called Oriental Colors. It's a beautiful mix of different kinds of songs sung in Tania's beautiful voice, and that CD is sort of the spotlight on today's show. We'll be listening to Tania's interview as well as listening to some of the songs of her CD, Oriental Colors. So to begin, I'm just going to say welcome to Hi Kifak Sava. I'm your DJ Ramsey. I'll be with you usually until 6 o'clock, but today the show may actually spill over and I'm going to be with you till around 6:55 p.m. So you're really going to get a big dose of DJ Ramsey here today on KZSU 90.1 FM. It is 4 p.m. and time to start the show. Hi, Kifak Sava.
Hi, Kifak Sava.
Hi, Sava.
Hi, Kifak Sava.
Kifak Inta, Malla Inta. Kifak Inta, Malla Inta.
marked Let by involuntary twitching and vocal tics.
Scholar
Tourette syndrome
or saint. A peninsula of din, of color and of gold. Beirut has died 1,000 times and been reborn 1,000 times.
Think of helping the hungry only at holiday times, but hunger hurts year-round. Loaves and Fishes provides free meals to families and seniors in our community who need our help. You can volunteer anytime in a number of ways, by working in the kitchen, preparing, serving, and cleaning up after meals, by contributing food or non-food items, or by making a cash donation. For more information, visit www.loavesfishes.org or call 408-934-4990. Once again, www.loavesfishes.org or 408-934-4990.
The show is Hi Kifak Sava. This is your DJ Ramsey coming to you this Thursday and every Thursday and streaming live at kzsulive.stanford.edu. I'm so glad that you are able to join me today on the show, and I promise not to disappoint by bringing you a spotlight today on one Lebanese artist who is like no other. Her name is Tania Qassis. She has a beautiful album called Oriental Colors, in which she experiments with different genres of music, usually in Arabic, and who combined as one of her songs, sort of combined the Muslim call to prayer, the Adhan, with the Ave Maria, so that we had this, initially controversial mix that turned into a call for peace between Christians and Muslims in Lebanon. And that song is only one of many gems that Tania Qassis has recorded. I was able to sit with her and interview her this summer while I was myself in Beirut, Lebanon. Tania sat for an interview with me in which she discussed everything from her career to her plans for the future to her decision to record the Shahada combined with the Ave Maria, i.e. the Muslim call to prayer with the Christian Ave Maria, in what many people called a controversial move and other people called a perfect harmony. So we'll be listening to my interview with Tania Qassis, which was conducted in the summer of 2011 in Beirut, Lebanon. And as we listen to Tania speak, hopefully you will be able to get a sense of who she is and what her music is all about, as well as listen to some samples from her album Oriental Colors and CDs she has recorded. So, with no further ado, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to begin with my interview with Tania Qassis, conducted this summer in Beirut, Lebanon. This is KZSU 90.1 FM, Stanford University. I'm sitting here on this wonderful Beirutian evening with the amazing Tania Qassis, whose album Oriental Colors has been climbing the charts here at KZSU 90.1 FM. Tania has kindly agreed to do a brief interview with me tonight in order to speak about her album, her life here in Lebanon, her artistic background, and her hopes for the future. Tania, thank you so much for meeting with me today.
Thank you. Thank you, Ramzi. I'm so happy to know that you are back to Lebanon after so many years. So I'm happy to welcome you here.
Thank you so much. And the welcome of the Lebanese has been spectacular, I have to tell you, Tania. As has been the welcome of your album in, I don't want to say in the United States in general, but in college campuses across the United States, your album has been getting a lot of airplay on the World Play charts at KZSU, at Stanford University, at the University of Berkeley, and also at many other college campuses. Does it surprise you that an album of this nature is getting a huge amount of attention by students in different universities? Is this a market that you expected, or is this something new to you?
Well, no, I really wanted those songs to reach the students in the United States and worldwide. I'm very happy to see that they are sensitive to my messages. I think all the subjects I treat in my songs are very important for our future, for our best, a new way and a best way to live together. And so I'm very happy and very glad to see that many of them think like me, being Lebanese or not. So I think it's very important for us now to really share those common beliefs and fight for them.
Absolutely. And I think that the song that sort of broke through as the first single, if you will, is the song where you combine the Islamic Shahada with the Ave Maria, something that I don't know if it's ever been done before, but certainly is a courageous and very peaceful-oriented effort. What probed you to record that song, and how did that come about?
Well, I just heard a few years ago, it was in 2008, that they were trying to install in Lebanon National Islamo-Christian Day, which is March 25th, because it's the Annunciation Day. And this day, the link between Christian and Muslim is the Virgin Mary, because she has been mentioned more than 44 times in the Quran. And, of course, she's very important for us Christians. So she was a great link between those religions. And so I thought that the Ave Maria would be the best prayer to be used for this. And the Adhan, the call for prayer, is for me what reminds me the most of Lebanon, because I know in the States you are not used to this, but here in Beirut I'm surrounded by mosques. I'm in a Christian neighborhood, but I have a mosque next to my house, so I used to go to pray in the church and hear the Adhan while arriving, and so it's part of my life in a way. So it came just spontaneously, but I was not sure about people's reaction, Lebanese and non-Lebanese, and I was very happy to see that although we had some people who didn't really appreciate it, a lot of them did in Lebanon, and outside Lebanon, it was like more like I was feeling a kind of like satisfied to see how people were surprised to see how a Lebanese person can imagine religious dialogue. Because, you know, people are just, they just know all the problems we have, the political problems, unfortunately, that are turning a lot religiously too. So they just realized that we are Christian Muslim living in the same neighborhoods, going to the same schools and same universities, and just having friends of different religions. So they just realized that we can live together. And I think, as Pope Jean-Paul II said, Lebanon is a message. And I do believe in this. And I think that such a prayer should be really created here in Lebanon. So I was happy to have had this idea that I really had spontaneously, and maybe because I did my studies in a laic school, so no religions. I was in a university that was more in a Muslim neighborhood, so I was used to all this mix. But a lot of Lebanese are not used to this, so it was also a new way of making them understand this difference. And even if it was shocking at the beginning, they started understanding that it's normal, and we should build the new generation on this.
Inshallah, we say it in Arabic. Wow, how was that for a marriage of Islam and Christianity together with the beautiful, beautiful voice of Tania Qassis, often referred to as La Soprano du Liban, Lebanon soprano. Tania Qassis is certainly one of those Lebanese women singers who are just amazing, not only in the way they sing, but in their performance as well. A very, very classy young lady who I had the pleasure of interviewing this summer in Beirut, Lebanon. You heard the first segment of my interview with Tania earlier in the show, and we segued into her, what I would consider her first real breakthrough hit, and that was the Islamo-Christian Ave, and where we heard the Islamic call to prayer, what's called the Shahada, intertwined with the Ave Maria with what I hope was perfect harmony. The show is Haiki Faksava. My name is DJ Ramsey, and we certainly will be listening to more segments from my exclusive interview with Tania Qassis here on KZSU 90.1 FM. We are streaming live at kzsulive.stanford.edu. If you like this kind of music and if you like Tania Qassis' voice, make sure you check out her album Oriental Colors on the internet. It is practically everywhere. And make sure to stay tuned for the show, because we will be playing other segments and other song selections from her CD during this show today, ladies and gentlemen. Do you struggle with your eating? If you are a female between the ages of 18 and 35, the Stanford Psychiatry Department is now offering an exciting new computer-based treatment for women with concerns about their eating. If you're interested in taking back control of your eating, email stanfordtreatment@gmail.com or visit edresearch.stanford.edu and click on the Studies link. Start feeling good about your body again. So this is DJ Ramsey, and my show is called Haiki Faksava, and this is actually the 7th episode of this second season of my show. I'm so delighted to be with you this Thursday and every Thursday from 4 to 6 p.m., although today we will be running over because I will take the show all the way up to around 7 p.m. or 6:55 p.m. to be more precise. And then we will be going over to the game, of course, at that time. So I'm glad that you're with me. I hope you enjoyed Tania Qassis. But Tania Qassis is only one of the many, many, many artists coming out of the Arab world lately, and coming out with beautiful music that can only be described as not only different, but exhilarating. Case in point is a Jordanian band named Jadal, and they have this amazing album that they've released, and I've actually featured a single off that album called Salma in the past months, but they do have this new hit that's kind of taking the capital Amman by storm. It is called Umr Jadid. The translation of Umr Jadid is a new age. So the group Jadal from Amman, Jordan, has succeeded in making a name for themselves all over the region, but have also succeeded in doing something pretty radical, which is creating rock music in Arabic. What does that mean, or how's it going to sound? Well, why don't we listen to them singing Umr Jadid, and then you can tell me.
I'm standing.
This is DJ Ramsey. The show is Hi Kifak Sava, and we just heard two beautiful tracks back to back. The last one was by Amr Diab, and it was called Arif Habibi from his new album. And before that, we listened to the Jordanian group Jadal and a rock song called Omar Jdeed. Translated, that means a new age. The show is Hi Kifak Sava, and I come to you with this show every Thursday from 4 to 6 p.m., although this Thursday we will actually be going over till around 7 p.m., so hopefully by then you'll have your fill of music coming in from Lebanon and the Arab world. I'm also going to be giving away two tickets today to a very special concert to the third caller in the next in the next 5 minutes, I will give you the phone number to call in order to get a chance at winning these two wonderful tickets to the Aswat Concert, Bay Area Arabic Music Ensemble performing Soul, Tradition, and Love. That is at the Islamic Cultural Center of Northern California, and that's none other than on Sunday, November 20th, from 3 to 6 p.m. All ages are welcome. And so if you'd like a chance at winning these tickets, please stay tuned in the next few minutes for the phone number to call. But first, let me tell you a little bit about the Aswat Choir, which was founded in San Francisco in January of 2000. The founder, Nabila Mango, is a Palestinian-American who is tremendously dedicated and active in the Bay Area community and took the initiative to create this family for the mere love of Arabic music. Aswat is a community ensemble for classical and folk Arabic music. It performs what's called muashahat, that is Arabic poetry sung in the tradition of Andalusia, Spain, as well as traditional and contemporary songs from the Arab world. It features a talented group of musicians playing the oud, the kanun, the violin, the def, and the derbeke. Those are Arabic instruments, or Middle Eastern instruments. And so if you'd like a chance to win these tickets, please stay tuned in the next couple of minutes for the phone number to call. And we will give away two complimentary tickets to the Aswat concert taking place on Sunday, November 20th at the Islamic Cultural Center of Northern California in downtown Oakland from 3 to 6 p.m. So stay tuned for that in a few minutes. I would remind you that we are actually also listening today to during my show and in intervals to my exclusive interview with Tania Qassis. Lebanese singer Tania Qassis is one of those who has managed to really do groundbreaking work through her music. Her album titled Oriental Colors has been sort of a gem in Lebanon. In fact, I got to sit with her in the summer, this past summer, in Beirut, Lebanon, and conducted an exclusive interview with her for KZSU, in which she spoke about her music, her hopes for the future, her travel plans, her touring plans, and her take on the, well, let's say the position of women in Lebanon and in the region. So my exclusive interview with Tania Qassis continues now. Here is the second part of that interview, and in which Tania is going to be speaking about different things, including politics, gender inequalities or equalities. You're going to have to tune in for that here on the High Kifak Sava show. I am your DJ Ramsey, and we're going to move on right to my second part of the interview, in which I had just finished asking Tania Qassis about her view about the marriage of the Islamo-Christian Ave, this track that we played earlier on the show, in which you heard the Muslim call to prayer with the Christian Ave Maria, in what one would hope would be perfect harmony. This is no small feat, considering this is Lebanon, where a civil war took place and in many ways affected the relations between Christians and Muslims. Tania Qassis, of course, is looking for a peaceful tomorrow, and through her music attempts to marry and show mutual respect for all faiths, and especially the Christian and Muslim faith in Lebanon. And so as such, I think she needs to be applauded not only for her beautiful music, her beautiful voice, but also for her political efforts as well. We'll be listening to the interview with Tania Qassis, part two, which will take us till around 5 p.m. A quick shout out there to Eric and Mehran, who you called in. Thank you for listening to the show. I hope you've enjoyed Tania Qassis' first segment. And just in case you were wondering when the next segment will be up, well, it is coming up right now here on KZSU 90.1 FM. I'm your DJ Ramsey, and the show is High Kifak Sava.
And so you talk about, you know, sort of defying the stereotype of Muslim against Christian and these kind of visions we get maybe in the West and in the United States, where Christians are pitted against Muslims continuously. And you're trying to show the brotherhood and the commonality and the peaceful nature of both religions. But also as a Lebanese woman, somebody who has been classically trained, someone who's been all over the world, you also are projecting an image of the Lebanese female, the Lebanese woman, in a very sort of stereotype-defying way. How much of this are you aware of in terms of when people see your videos or they hear your songs or they see the way you present yourself in such a classy and talented way? How aware are you of how you're contributing towards a feminist discourse, perhaps, or a discourse that centers on women's issues in the Arab world? You certainly do not live up to the stereotype of the submissive, unambitious Arab woman. Are you aware of this, and how much of this is something that you are striving towards?
Well, I think, first of all, that in Lebanon, it's a bit different than the rest of the Arab world. Lebanese women are known for being very bossy sometimes and trying to take the lead over the men most of the time, even if it's not in everyday's life, not in politics or always in like business. But in the house, it's mostly the woman who's the boss. But at the same time, I think it's important to say, yes, I have my own way of thinking, and I can make a difference in this world. It doesn't matter if I'm a woman or a man. So I never thought of it, tell you the truth, because maybe I'm not in an environment that where the women are like secondary to the man, but so I never really thought about it. And as I told you, in Lebanon we don't really have this issue. No, we have it in some regions, but not in Beirut.
And the album that was released recently, Oriental Colors, there was the single, the Islamo-Christian Ave and all that. How has that been received in Lebanon, in the Arab world, and perhaps abroad?
Okay, in Lebanon it was very well received, even more than I expected, because, you know, Lebanon is more oriented now towards commercial music. So independent artists who try to do a difference in their music find it very difficult to be able to make it. Especially that I took the personal choice to produce the album myself. I didn't want to have a producer house or to be under Rotana or anyone else, to be really free about the choice of songs, the music style and the lyrics and the people with whom I'm working and the way I'm working on it. So it was a big challenge because I was alone and I had to really prove I was worth listening to those songs. I was very surprised to see that my album will be 1 year old in end of July.
Already,
wow. Yeah. Time is running fast. And since then, I think we only had like 4 weeks where the CD wasn't in the top 20 of the sales at the Lebanon Virgin Megastores.
Nice.
So the whole rest of the time, he was always somewhere in the top 20 chart of sales. So I was really... We're really happy to see that it was really working good. And what was also surprising that a lot of sales were made at the airport when people were leaving because
wow.
they liked the music and they wanted to take gifts for their friends abroad. And I heard that now instead of taking Belewa or like Lebanese pastries, they are taking the Islamo-Christian Ave as a gift
wow.
and souvenir from Lebanon. So I was... quite happy with this result. And for the rest of the world, the tracks are selling very good on iTunes, so we are having very good reports. And the CD also available on my website, so it's been...
And that's www.taniakassis.com. Certainly
yeah.
the link will be on the blog and on the KZSU 90.1 website for those people wishing to purchase the album after listening to this interview today. And so, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but you were also saying about the reception abroad.
Yeah, so abroad it's working very good. One of the... maybe the song attracted most of the people was Jerusalem. I don't know if you've probably
heard it. I'm familiar with it.
It's sung in English. It's my own composition and my own lyrics. And this song is like sarha.
It's like a cry for...
Like a cry from the heart, saying that what's happening in Jerusalem with the destruction of the houses of the Palestinian is not acceptable. But at the same time, what I say is that this city should remain for the three religions because they all have their importance in the city. And I believe that no one can put anyone outside this country and this city. So I do believe that with a little bit of respect and a willingness for dialogue, we can have those three religions living together as we do Christian and Muslim here in Lebanon. I know it will be a hard work and long time, but maybe with the new generation and change of governments and change of mentalities, I think we can believe in this. So this song have been very well welcomed by international people, Americans, even Jews that really do believe that Palestinians and Israelis should live together. So, and it have even touched, now recently, just like last week, I have been invited by the South Korean contingent from the United Nations that are here in Lebanon, you know, in South Lebanon to protect us. So they heard, the colonel of the contingent was at my concert, my latest concert, and he heard Jerusalem. And he was very touched by the song. So he invited me to the contingent to sing for the militaries for a special medal. They had like a special ceremony to give medals for some militaries. And I was very touched by their sensitivity. You know, like South Korea for us is a country we barely know, and I feel so far from this country, but at the same time they really made me feel so close by the importance they give to Lebanon, to the same themes I talk about for this will for peace, and they even invited me to go to South Korea. So I'll be going with the UNIFIL to South Korea end of July.
Wow.
To for an official visit and a small performance. So it really makes me happy to see that through music we can like move people and really unite people for the same cause.
Nearly 600,000 people, Jews, Christians, and Muslims, mingle in this city that is three times blessed.
New construction in East Jerusalem or the West Bank undermines that mutual trust and endangers the proximity talks that are the first step.
Our dialogue with others must not eliminate or even out diversity.
Sanctuaries are empty from prayers, and your streets full of angry crowds thrown away on the roads, and their homes being destroyed. Land of many prophecies.
Offense.
The show is Haiki Faksava. You are listening to Tania Kassis singing a song titled Jerusalem. That song was taken from her album Oriental Colors. You've also been listening to my exclusive interview with Tania Kassis, also known as La Soprano du Liban. Throughout the show, we heard the second segment of my interview with Tania Kassis before we heard the track from her album. And we will still have the third and final part of my interview with Tania Kassis coming up later in today's show. But in the meantime, I wanted to remind all the listeners out there that if you'd like the chance to win two tickets to the Aswat concert, to call the number 723-9010, and that the third lucky caller will receive two complimentary tickets to the Aswat Bay Area Music Ensemble performing Soul Tradition Love on Sunday, November 20th from 3 to 6 p.m. at the Islamic Cultural Center of Northern California, and that would be in downtown Oakland. If you're interested in winning two free tickets to this concert, please call 650-723-9010 during the next song, and I would be more than glad to play give away two tickets to this wonderful concert. Aswat Choir is a community ensemble for classical and folk Arabic music. It performs Muashahat, Arabic poetry, sung in the tradition of Andalusia, Spain, as well as traditional and contemporary songs from the Arab world. It features a group of musicians playing the oud, the kanun, the violin, the def, and the derbeke. So if you're interested in this, please make sure to be, or try to be, the third caller here at KZSU 90.1 FM. I am your DJ Ramsey, and the show is Haiki Vaksava, and the number to call to win those tickets is 650-723-9010. In the meantime, I think we should segue a little bit away from Tania Kassis, who is the spotlight of the show, as is her album Oriental Colors, and bring you something a little bit different. I thought we would listen to this wonderful song that is from a movie soundtrack, and it's one of those songs that's instantly likable, instantly addicting. You're going to find yourself singing this all day long. It is called Hashishet Elbi, and translated, that means what? The very hashish of my heart? Well, you can interpret that any way you will. I think that that is indeed the message that's being sent out there through this song. It features on the soundtrack of a Lebanese movie called Wahala Lawain, translated into French, Et maintenant on va où? And in English, it is Where Do We Go Now? This motion picture, which is was directed by a Lebanese female director, Nadine Labaki, has been receiving all sorts of awards all over film festivals around the world, most notably the Cadillac Prize for Best Movie at the Best Foreign Movie at the Toronto Film Festival lately. The movie is playing in theaters worldwide as we speak, and has just, I guess I read, it was just picked up by Sony Pictures, so hopefully it will be distributed and will be playing in U.S. theaters soon. In the meantime, why don't we enjoy one of the songs from the movie soundtrack called Hashishet Elbi? And if you like that song, then you definitely are going to like the kind of mix that's coming up, because we're playing a little bit of happy, boppy Lebanese music, and then we'll be back to play some more of Tania Kassis, including the last segment of my interview with her. Thank you for tuning in to the Haiki Faksava show here on KZSU 90.1 FM, and here we go, Hashishet Elbi.
Ana, ya, ibda, ta, sa, shafit, swa, almaza, shara, ou, hamra, khe. печи. Нарежешь, прожаришь, начинишь и запаришь. Поместишь, покрутишь, тут подсыпешь. Ела! خلص منه ننسى عمه بركي بيفتح راسه بركي بيفرق وشه بيضحك دموع لا ادعى نازة شايفة بتسوى المازة حمراء او سمراء كله ماشي يلا حطي وزيدي وما تخبي هيدا حشيشة قلبي نعزي وبده دش دشي
Quand est-ce que vous voulez venir prendre un verre chez nous? Chou. Quand est-ce que vous voulez venir prendre un verre chez nous? Chou.
شو منعمل فيه؟
هيدا شو بدك فيه؟
ولا شو عم بتلفي؟
عنا الجو مدفي
بس شكله مش مريح.
لا والله كل شي منيح.
صار له جمعة محل.
هو مش المحل. شو؟
شو؟
يا أخي شو؟ طيب quand est-ce que vous voulez venir prendre un verre chez vous؟ شو؟
تفتكري أفضل إنه تيجوا أنتو ونسهر شنو؟ شو؟
نسهر يعني لا نسهر إنه نسهر بس احكي شو؟
دم شو؟
يي
دقيتك تفضح لي الحكاية خليها مخبية لا بتهش ولا بتهش
The show is Hi Kifak Sava, and this is DJ Ramsey with you this Thursday and every Thursday from 4 o'clock until 6 p.m. Hope you've enjoyed the selection that I've brought to you today. We just finished hearing a song called Kifu Hal Hilu by Khaled Muzannar and Nadine Labaki. It's from the album or the soundtrack to Nadine Labaki's a new film called Et Maintenant On Va Où in French, in Arabic Halla Lawayan, and in English Where Do We Go Now? That is of course a movie in Arabic, so the Arabic title should have come first. Halla Lawayan is getting rave reviews all over the internet, and so we featured two songs from that soundtrack that is available on the net, and that was the one you just heard called the Kifu Hal Hilu, and the first song that you heard in this mix called Hashishet Albi, the hashish of my heart. And in between, we actually segued to a song called Un Verre Chez Nous by a singer, a Lebanese singer who goes by one name. The name is Salma. And the great thing about that song, in addition to combining French and Arabic together, is that it was composed and written by Ziad Rahbani. And for those of you who don't know who Ziad Rahbani is, he is none other than one of those musical geniuses whose name is synonymous with genius. He is also the son of the Lebanese diva, well, ultimate Lebanese diva, Fairuz. So Ziad Rahbani, Fairuz's son, actually wrote the song Vers Chez Nous and composed it for the singer Salma. And I believe he even had a little part in the vocals on that track. So if you'd like to check out Salma's album, and if you like the other two tracks we played from the Where Do We Go Now movie soundtrack directed by Nadine Labaki, then feel free to check out that soundtrack and that movie, which should be coming to theaters soon, I hope, here in the U.S. In the meantime, I would like to also say congratulations to our lucky winner who called in and won two tickets to the Aswat concert, and to tell her in Arabic, Mabruk, and to also tell everybody that the call-in period is obviously over, so that you can tune in hopefully next week for more concert ticket giveaways to other concerts in the Bay Area. And I was quite delighted to give away those two tickets to a very, very sweet caller who called in and even greeted me with an Arabic greeting. Thank you for calling in. And again, congratulations, Mabruk, on winning these two tickets to the Aswat concert in Oakland. West Valley Community Services presents the first annual Chefs of Compassion Cooking for a Cause to be held at Addison Penzac JCC of Silicon Valley on Saturday, November 19th at 5 p.m. Proceeds from the dinner benefit services to prevent hunger and homelessness in Cupertino, Saratoga, Los Gatos, Monte Sereno, and West San Jose. Visit www.wvcommunityservices.org or call 408-255-8033 extension 305 for tickets or more information. The show is Hi Kifak Sava, and I'm your DJ Ramsey, bringing you the best of Lebanon, and that includes the music and interviews. During today's show, I was spotlighting and am spotlighting a young Lebanese singer whose name is Tania Qassis. Tania Qassis is one of those Lebanese singers who, at a remarkably young age, is making a name for herself on the world music scene. She possesses this amazing voice and a very charismatic stage presence. Tania Qassis was granted the Lebanese Accomplishment Medal and appointed Honorary Ambassador of the South Korean contingent of the United States in Lebanon. She is a remarkable young lady whom I had the pleasure of interviewing this summer in Lebanon and in Beirut, Lebanon. I'll be bringing to you the third and final segment of my interview with Tania Qassis in a few minutes. But let me tell you a little bit more about her first. Tania Qassis started her first singing lessons at the age of 16 and gave her first solo opera concert at 17. The next year, she interpreted Cosette in the musical Les Misérables at the UNESCO Palace in Beirut. In July 2011, she was chosen to represent Lebanon in the fourth Francophone Games, Les Quatrième Jeux de la Francophonie, in Ottawa Hall, Canada, where the local press said many flattering and complimentary things about her, and quite well deserved. This participation had such a success that she was granted the Medal of the Town of Ottawa Hall, the Lebanese Achievement Medal, and an Excellency Certificat by the Canadian Lebanese Professional and Business Association of Ottawa. In 2003, Tania Qassis entered the Paris Conservatory in the class of Monsieur Pierre Catala, qualified by the Juilliard School of New York. During this period, she discovered her love for musicals and, of course, gave her concert and special musicals at the conservatory and then at the Estivals of Deir el-Qamar in Lebanon. In October of 2006, she became a member and soloist of the choir of the Paris Orchestra, Le Chœur de l'Orchestre de Paris, and participated regularly there, so at its prestigious concerts at the Salle Pleyel. In June 2007, she presented Eternal Lebanon, in French, Eternal Liban, at the UNESCO Place of Paris with a repertoire representing the Lebanese cultural diversity, mixing classical music to Oriental and Occidental music. In August of that same year, 2007, she presented L'Amour à l'Américaine, a jazzy concert that had a huge success at the Fakhra Festival, and finished the year 2007. Tania Qassis finished with a big Christmas concert titled Christmas from the Movies at the Palais des Congrès of Beirut. She was accompanied by a 12-piece orchestra and movie projection, and that concert was attended by more than 1,500 people. Tania Qassis continues to produce and is still going strong. In 2010, she actually toured quite a bit and continued making a name for herself in Brazil and in Argentina and in other places, and on February 14th, 2011, this year, she was asked to sing the Lebanese national anthem a cappella, as well as her Islamo-Christian Ave, the one we heard on today's show, at Biel in Lebanon during the 6th commemoration of the assassination of Prime Minister Rafiq Hariri. And she also continued to amass awards throughout that year, or this year, rather, because in August of this year, Tania Qassis was invited by the South Korean contingent of the UNIFIL, the United Nations Interim Forces in Lebanon, to an official visit to South Korea. She was contacted for the occasion by in order to invite her to sing the South Korean national anthem for the opening of a big baseball game in Seoul, and had the occasion of participating, or the chance of participating, in the most famous South Korean TV show called Star King. And during the same month, the commander of the South Korean contingent of the UNIFIL, Colonel Kim Tao-up, appointed Tania Qassis honorary ambassador of the contingent and dedicated a scholarship in her name. The Tania Qassis Scholarship was thus established in August-September of this year. So if all of this doesn't pique your interest at who Tania Qassis is, then maybe the third and final section of my interview with Tania Qassis, conducted over the summer, will succeed in doing so. I will leave you with the good company of Tania Qassis now, and my interview with her, which was conducted in Beirut this summer, and then we'll also sample one of her tracks from her amazing album called Oriental Colors. So thank you for being with me here on the High Kifak Sava show on KZSU 90.1 FM. This is your DJ Ramsey. I'll be with you not till usually till 6 o'clock, but this week I'll be taking you all the way to 6:55 p.m. So I hope you are ready for some good Lebanese-centered music, well, from Lebanon and the region, let's be honest. And hopefully you will be enjoying and discovering some new trends in music, trends that tend to fuse East and West in perfect harmony. Here is Tania Qassis, or here I am with Tania Qassis, conducting the interview in Beirut this summer.
Yes, I think the song Jerusalem and the song Beirut on the album seem to sort of stand out as a tribute to two great cities.
Yes.
And you become sort of emblematic of this ambassador to the West, if you will, who, when singing about Beirut or about Jerusalem, sort of gives it an air of authenticity.
Mm-hmm.
Is this the direction you're planning to go towards in the future in terms of maybe future projects? Are you thinking of the next step or sort of basking in the sun of the success of the present
no,
album?
No, I think a lot for the future, and I'm only in the beginning of, I'm sure, something hopefully more important message-wise. I think we have so many problems to treat in this world, and we really have to be patient and believe in the messages we give. And I will keep on singing for peace forever and ever.
Nice. So you mentioned the concert in South Korea coming up. Are there any other concerts that our listeners may be able to tune into? Or perhaps, you know, we went through the podcast, the shows being listened to all over the world. You never know where you might be.
We have concerts, but unfortunately I don't have settled dates for abroad, but I know that I will probably be performing in Paris end of October, in Mexico City, in Mexico end of November, and probably, but it's still standby, in Washington too. So
wow.
I hope it's going to work out, because I already had the occasion to sing in New York a few years ago, and it would be a pleasure for me to be back to the U.S., So those are the plans for now, and I have a big concert scheduled for beginning of October in Lebanon at the Casino du Liban. So this is for the end of the year.
Quite a program coming up. And when I hear that you were going to reach Washington, D.C., I certainly start to think about when are you going to come to California and perhaps perform at Stanford or in the San Francisco Bay Area. Certainly my department at Stanford and KZSU would welcome you. And we're hoping to work something in terms of inviting you officially to perhaps come and perform there in the next year or so. But how would you feel about perhaps performing in California or at a college campus?
Well, you know,
like Stanford.
I like California a lot because I have my uncle and cousins who live in, they are in Orange County in Newport Beach, but it's almost close, so I know the area very good and I like it very much, and I always say I hope I'm going to marry someone who's living there.
Well, the first step is to come and meet all your fans at Stanford and the San Francisco Bay Area and California in general.
I'm sure. You know, I really feel, because you know, here in Lebanon we are so used to the sea and the sun all year, even we have winter, but winter is so short, especially when I used to live in Paris. It was like winter the whole year, and here it's summer the whole year. So California is a bit like here, weather speaking. But it's really an area, a region I like a lot, and I would be very happy to be performing
well
there.
We hope so, and we certainly will keep promoting your music and your concert appearances on the KZSU 90.1 FM, as well as through our blogs. I am so delighted to have met with you, and you gave me this very special time tonight at last minute, but I'm sure that my listeners and my students and the students in general at Stanford University would really appreciate a shout out, as they say, a little hello from Tania Khasis to the listeners to end this interview, which we can play perhaps just before we play one of your songs.
Hello, it's Tania Khasis. A big hello to all Stanford University students and KZSU listeners, 90.1 FM. A warm kiss from Lebanon.
لو شو ما صار حبيبي.
That was Tanya Qassis singing a song called Shu Masar. That song, as well as the other songs that we heard from Tanya Qassis during today's show, can mostly be found on her album Oriental Colors. If you're interested in that, please feel free to check it out. And I hope you also enjoyed the exclusive interview with Tanya Qassis that we heard in three parts here on the High Kifak Sava TV show. Radio show today, and thank you for listening, and thank you to Tanya Qassis herself for agreeing to give me this wonderful interview, which I conducted with her over the summer of 2011 in Beirut, Lebanon. Tanya Qassis, her voice and her unique vocal ability certainly make her one of Lebanon's premier singers. She's known as La Soprano du Liban, Lebanon's soprano, at a remarkably young age. We hope to be hearing more from this wonderful Lebanese artist for many years to come.